Welcome to the Kelly Patrick Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. In today's episode, I am joined by Eddie Donaldson and Ed Suarez to promote the LFA card at Freedom Hall right here in Louisville, Kentucky, Friday, June 19th, 2026. I appreciate everyone tuning in. If you're a fan of the Kelly Patrick Show, I ask that you please send me some health insurance referrals. MedicareStoreUSA.com is my website. I can help individuals under the age of 65 who need health insurance. Medicare eligibilities, that's really my sweet spot for most of my revenue personally. But if I really want to swing for the fences, I'm looking for group health insurance leads in the state of Kentucky. 0 to 10 employees is a group that I would help myself, but my brother is an absolute baller when it comes to the world of group health insurance. And between 10 and 100 employees groups, my brother would get involved, and we can make just as competitive of quotes for you as anyone in the state of Kentucky. So send me some health insurance referrals. I want to thank Louisville Combat Academy, located at 7908 Beulah Church Road. Graham Gordon taught a great kickboxing class tonight. I was fortunate to get in there. A lot of fun. AJ Jenkins and Holly Jenkins run the gym, of course. AJ runs the 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu program. They have a very successful kids and women's program. Of course, great MMA program led by Jason Y, but very successful gym, Louisville Combat Academy. Want to thank Matt McCarthy, who's always the producer for the Kelly Patrick Show, Veercast Digital Media, and livesportscaster.com. Enjoy today's show. Welcome to the Kelly Patrick Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. In today's episode, I am joined by returning guests. We have Louisvillian Eddie Donaldson is in, you know, on the show with us today, back on the show. Eddie, thanks for being back on. Eddie has been instrumental in the production and putting on these LFA Louisville cards, which of course Kelly Patrick Show listeners know the local MMA scene. I was saying earlier, that's kind of my jam here in the Louisville, Kentucky, Southern Indiana area, but these LFA shows here in Louisville have just been huge for these local fighters, and even the ones who don't get on the card. I mean, this upcoming card that we're going to talk about today, we got 9 local guys on the card. So Eddie Donaldson, I wanted to start out by saying thank you so much for everything you've done for the local MMA scene. Thank you, Eddie.
God is good, you know, and luckily me and Ed have had a long-standing relationship, and we see the value in being here because of how serious the community is about what they do. And you know, we're just grateful that we've been embraced the way that we are, and we want to continue to support this area, not just Kentucky, even though I love the Commonwealth, but there's a lot of states around us that we also want to try to bring up, because all ships rise with the tides.
I love it. And of course, we also have on the show with us today the legend himself, Ed Suarez. Ed is, of course, the CEO, the founder of LFA, along with all sorts of other accolades within the world of MMA and combat sports. Ed Suarez, thanks so much for coming back on the show.
Man, my pleasure, man. And like Eddie said, man, we love coming to Louisville. You know, Eddie was the guy who convinced me and was in my ear for probably a good, I would say, a year to 18 months before we finally made the decision of coming to come to Louisville. And it's a spot that we come once a year, and we absolutely love coming there, man. And the support of guys like yourself, Kelly, is greatly appreciated, man. You know, I really do appreciate that you're always there supporting us and trying to make this event as successful as possible for this community. You know, MMA is big in this area, and you know, next to the UFC, man, I feel that we're the next best show out there, you know, out there doing as many shows as we do. And now with our distribution, the where it is, it's really a great, great platform for this young talent to get experience and get recognized.
I don't want to overstate anything, but Ed Suarez, if it's all right, could you help me? If we were to give a biography, if someone's just tuning in, for some reason they're not familiar with, who's this Ed Suarez guy? What does he know about MMA? What can you tell us? What's the bio for Ed Suarez in the sport of mixed martial arts?
You know, I started off with being a clothing company owner. That I owned a clothing company. I sponsored a lot of fighters, and then transitioned into producing my own TV show back in 2004 called Passing the Guard, which that led to managing. That I ended up managing a lot of the top fighters, and UFC Hall of Famers and future Hall of Famers, you know, such as Anderson Silva, Lyoto Machida, Rodrigo and Rogerio Nogueira, Jose Aldo, Alex Pereira, Alexander Pantoja, the Pitbull brothers. The list goes on, and so many new and upcoming guys. And then in about 2012, I became the president of an organization called the RFA, which stood for Resurrection Fighting Alliance. We were on Access TV at the time, and there was also another event at the time called Legacy Fighting Championship out of Texas. And we were both on that channel. And then at the end of 2016, we decided to merge our companies, because a lot of people would go back and forth and say, oh, LFA is better than Legacy. Legacy's best, the best developmental show. And Mick and I had a great relationship, and we really wanted to be undisputed the number one developmental organization in the world. That's what we set out to do. So we merged our companies. We took Legacy from him, because it was Legacy Fighting Championship. Fighting was the second word in both of our names, and Alliance came from the RFA, and that's how the LFA was formed in 2017. And tomorrow night we're doing our 232nd show, and now undisputedly we are the number one developmental organization in the world. And it's like, I say, don't ask me, go ahead and Google it. Go ahead and ask ChatGPT what the best mixed martial arts developmental organization is in the world. And I would say 99% of the time is going to come out Legacy Fighting Alliance.
Eddie and I, being here in Louisville, we attend a lot of the local shows. We'll go to Future of Fighting, Hard Rock. You know, there's all sorts of shows across the state of Kentucky. I see Eddie Donaldson at most of them that I go to. He probably likewise sees me at most of them. But Eddie Donaldson, I think you would agree, for the local fighters, you can make a case it's better for this scene, for this part of the country, for LFA to come to town instead of the UFC.
Yeah, I mean, for the fans, UFC.
For the fans, maybe, for just UFC, but for the size, growth of the sport, yeah, and the organic within the surrounding, yeah, states, yes.
UFC for fans and the size of the event, you know, but sure, definitely for anyone that is seeking to be a part of this industry, not just fight, but any part of this industry, you know, the LFA is where the heat is at. That's where that's the growth spurt. That's the, you know, that's where you learn. That's where you get your bearings. And that's where you start to decide whether this is for you or it's not. You know, you'll find out quick when you get in that fucking octagon if it's for you or not. And, you know, it's been proven. You know, look at Lance Lawrence. He got a call from UFC right after winning his two fights ago. You know, these guys are building the future superstars. And I wouldn't say building, because they're doing their own part of the work, right? But they're giving them the platform where the next step, if you're ready, or if they choose you, you go to UFC. So I couldn't be happier to be a part of that, you know, that process. And you know, I'm super proud to have my relationship with LFA, and I'm super proud to be able to bring them here and participate and watch the stuff that's taking place on the ground here. Yeah.
We did a little bit of an intro for Ed Suarez, Eddie Donaldson. I know we've done this before, so, you know, it's kind of rehashing old stuff. But if someone's tuning in, they're not familiar with who Eddie Donaldson is. You're from Louisville originally. You moved to Southern California. That's where you met our man, Ed Suarez. But what's a quick bio for Eddie Donaldson? How'd you get involved in the combat sports scene?
Well, instead of me saying what I've done in the past with the hip-hop industry and marketing and art and graffiti, I'll say that, you know, Eddie Donaldson is a good human being. That's me. I'm just a great human being and a father, and I'm a fan of the sport. How I got in the business was me and Ed became friends 30 years ago, and the number's probably wrong. I get checked all the time because I don't want to, you know, admit how fucking old I am.
No, it's about 30 years.
But we met in the apparel industry, and, you know, for those of you that don't know Ed, he's just one of the most solid dudes I've ever met, you know, and we we hit the ground running in our relationship. We did clubs, we're entertainment industry. We named the Cottonmouth Kings together. It was a band that some of you may or may not know. You know, we just, you know, when you meet certain people and things just click immediately and it just works, you just stay close to that and you stay around. So when Ed discovered his love for the sport and his passion to be involved in the industry, like any smart guy would do, you just try to tether yourself and get as close to it as you can and see how you can contribute. And we did some stuff early on. I think we did the UFC 101 or 102 official after party together, which was amazing. You know, didn't go the way we wanted that night with the fight. Somebody broke an arm or a leg or whatever and couldn't attend. And, you know, there's some other melees, but we just, you know, I believe in Ed because I know he's determined, and whatever he wants to do, it's going to happen. And everything he said he was going to do with this industry has taken place. Not that he had a crystal ball, but he's like, we're doing this and this is going to be the next big thing. And it really has been. And it's been quite a journey to work with him and Anderson and Lyoto and Black House MMA and now LFA. So, you know, I'm in this industry because one of my best friends is a leading, you know, pillar in the community. And I believe in him and I believe in this sport.
Ed Suarez, what did we leave out of the Eddie Donaldson bio? What do the listeners, the viewers need to know about Eddie Donaldson that we did not touch on?
Man, I think what all, you know, I think he was actually being pretty humble about everything that he said, but I mean, he's that and a lot more, you know. Eddie's done a lot of great things, a lot of creative things, and yeah, man, we've done a lot, you know, we've worked a lot together. It's kind of funny when you think about it from all the different sorts of things that we have done together. But yeah, I mean, and then when you mentioned to him about, you know, UFC and I think a really good, comparison would almost be something like going to an NFL game or going to a college football game.
Okay.
That's the difference of going to a UFC or going to an LFA. You know, there's some people who absolutely love college football because of the way it is. It's a little bit, it's just different than the NFL. And then it's the same way. You know what I mean? It's sure. Like there's higher stakes, there's higher that. But then again, guys in college football are trying to make a name for themselves. They're trying to get recognized. So sometimes you may get a night of just incredible barn burner fights in the LFA. Not that we're better than the UFC. It's just that these guys want to embrace this opportunity and they're thinking, this is my moment to show what I can do. So they both guys go up there and don't leave anything inside the octagon. They leave it all there. You know what I mean? So that's why I feel that when you see a lot of the LFAs, you're going to get a lot of finishes. You're going to get a lot of exciting things because these guys are embracing the opportunity. So that's why I say it's a little bit like going to an NFL game. They're both great to go to, but they're just a little bit different, but they're great. They're both great to go to.
Yeah, the spirit's different, you know, and I don't, yes. Dugan, I don't like, or Kelly, I don't like pro sports anymore. You know, Shaq and Kobe messed that up for me when I'm watching these grown men fight over this money and fame or, you know, but it's like, I like college ball. Because like I said, they're in there trying to get it. You know, it's nothing against NBA or NFL, but like, there's a whole different level of fan experience and fan engagement and participant and player participation when it comes to watching U of L or UK play versus the Kings, for instance, for us, you know.
I love it. Ed, you are in Connecticut now. You said LFA 232 is tomorrow night. That's Friday, May 15th, 2026. Yes, big show.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's going to be here at the Foxwoods Casino, and it's headlined by a featherweight title fight, Eric Visconti. He's a really incredible Brazilian fighter who last year won the knockout of the year with the spinning back elbow knockout. He won the LFA knockout of the year, and he's taking on an undefeated kid from Uruguay, Gustavo Pintos. He's 10-0. So it's going to just be a hell of a fight, man. These guys are both extremely exciting, talented, and I can tell you this fight's not going to go to decision. I know that for sure.
Who you got, Ed?
Dude, you know what? I mean, it's a tough call. they're both very talented, but you know, Eric Visconti's, you know, I think it's, it, I'm not going to say that I can't give Gustavo, I definitely would say that Eric Visconti is probably the favorite because he's got almost double the fights that Gustavo has, but this kid, Gustavo's 10-0. I do feel that maybe Visconti has taken on a lot more tougher opponents, but then again, man, this kid is still 10-0 and he's coming for it. He's confident. But I think if you're to look at the betting table, I think you're going to see that Visconti is probably the favorite.
I love it. So big show tomorrow night, of course. Eddie Donaldson and I being here in Louisville, Kentucky, in large part today's episode, we are hyping up this Freedom Hall event, which is LFA 235, of course, Friday, June 19th, 2026. As I said earlier, we have 9 guys with Kentucky connections on the card. I mean, that is a huge number for our local scene. Just to touch on the fighters real quick, looking up and down the card, I'll mention the names. We have Jacob Yancey, who will have an opponent announced here soon. He fights out of Two Brothers Muay Thai. He's also training in some different states right now. We have Will Davis, fights out of Derby City MMA, 3-1 pro. Keyston McLean, Nigerian. He's 4-0. That'll be a 145-pound matchup. Keyston's a beast. We have Tyler Stout, 3-2. Tyler is a 125-pounder, prolific knockout specialist. I mean, he's had a couple just highlight reel knockouts. So he's looking to make a name for himself on this big stage. And that's what all these guys are doing. We have David Richardson, 4-5. He wrestled at a college here, Campbellsville in Kentucky, and he's really worked on his striking in recent years, but he's 4-5 as a pro, but really looking to cut his teeth on this big stage. Anthony McCormick, 1-0 pro, 170-pound matchup. Eddie Donaldson, of course, a fan of Anthony McCormick. Eddie Donaldson, I ask you, what can you tell us about Anthony?
He's the sweetest guy in the fucking world, you know? My first meeting with him about business and signing him to management, I was like, do you do mean? And he said, no. You know, he goes, I'm a happy guy and I have fun with this. He goes, when the 10 drops, that's when the mean starts. And I was like, okay. You know, and his coach, Damon Bell, and Triumph Combat, like, Ed hasn't had a lot of time with them, but he'll be here. It's Monday before the fight doing press and visiting gyms. He'll see. He's a quality guy. And he, you know, what I love the most is after he fought LFA, he got on his story and he said, not a scratch on this face. Look at this. You know, and that's confidence, you know, and I admire his disposition and I admire his confidence. And not to mention, he just became a brand new father. So, you know, congratulations to him and his wife and much blessings to them and their family.
Anthony and his team, teammate Alexander Collette, who's also on the card, were on the Kelly Patrick Show last week. So shout out to those guys making an appearance here. Eddie Donaldson, we also have a female, 125-pounder, Eden Hall. What can you tell us about Eden? This is her pro debut. She gets the chance to make her pro debut on such a big stage. Eddie Donaldson, what can you tell us about Eden Hall?
She's a beast. You know, she fought for us last year. She won. My first meeting with her, and I hope this is translated properly, but I was kind of scared of her. You know, she's focused. She's concentrated. She's a girl of few words, which is usually meant, you know, the dude. You know, she's focused. She's mean. She was number one ranked amateur in Kentucky, and I look forward to seeing what she does now that she steps up to pro.
Also, Alexander Collette making his second appearance for the LFA. This time will be his pro debut, so a matchup against Blake Mitchell, who's 1-0. That's a heavyweight bout. We also have a teammate of mine, Todd Pickett, at a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu of Kentucky. 8-0 as an amateur. Eddie Donaldson, you smiled when I mentioned his name. What is your impression of the young Todd Pickett?
If I saw Todd at a bar, me and Ed were out, and Todd said something disrespectful to me, I would giggle, and I'd be like, dude, you should probably simmer down. But that's not the right answer. I should probably be, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. How can we figure this out? You know, for such a soft-spoken, respectable guy, when he gets in that octagon, he's not fucking around. He's very serious. And if I'm not in the game like you guys are as far as really understanding what it takes to have that edge. And I'm curious to see what the line says, Ed. But I got Todd on the victory because, you know, he's focused. He's mean. And I see him, you know, and I hope for him that he wins this bout and, you know, Ed and Sven decide and Mark decide to give him a multi-fight deal for LFA, which I hope everybody gets, obviously.
Sure.
But I think, you know, out of everybody else, he's very technical. And Scott Smith is a great fucking trainer and coach. You know, Gracie, Kentucky. You know, I see good things in Todd's future.
Shout out to Todd Pickett's number one training partner, of course, the Tornado Lance Lawrence. So Todd and Lance have been, you know, training since day one 10 years ago. And of course, you know, LFA fan base knows who Lance Lawrence is. We also have Eric Moore, who is a kickboxer. He's 2-1 in his amateur career, fights out of Derby City MMA. He's a game fighter. He's a very experienced kickboxer. Actually played quarterback for Kentucky State College here in Kentucky.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's a real good athlete. A couple of his brothers are a couple of the better track stars on the University of Louisville track team. So Eric Moore, 2-1 in his amateur career, 170-pound matchup against Carson Rainwater, but just a real athletic, very good kickboxer who has some very prolific highlight reel knockouts of his own on his kickboxing resume.
You know, and that's the interesting thing about this sport. You know, when it started, when I got involved with the sport, you used to get a lot of like tough guys that were fighters, right? There were fighters. There were fighters at heart, and they were learning to be athletes. You know what I mean? And now you hear guys that this guy was a college quarterback, like be a collegiate quarterback. It's like, I don't care if it's D1 or D2, you have to be an athlete.
Yeah.
And so now what's happening is that's why I believe the best is yet to come, because now you're getting athletes and now you're teaching athletes how to fight. And that's when you're going to get you're really going to get the, you know, I really do believe that the best is yet to come. When you start to see, and also these guys now are starting training at such a young age, you know, you got guys training in mixed martial arts at, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. So by the time they're 19, 20 years old, they've got 12 years experience of grappling, wrestling, boxing, kickboxing, and that's why I'm saying that I do believe the best is yet to come.
Oh yeah, it's certainly a sport on the uptick.
Yes, definitely.
And I want to correct myself. I believe Eric Moore actually played quarterback at Georgetown College here in Kentucky, but you know, all the same, just a great athlete, and two of his brothers, like I said, are just great track stars. So we're
really guy too. Like Ed probably doesn't know this, but we had the opportunity to interview him. Corey Bosmer interviewed him at Jack in the Box, who's one of our sponsors for this fight. And I had not met him, you know, and had a conversation. I've seen him at fights and said hello and shook his hand. But he's actually a really nice guy too, man. And that's one thing I love about Louisville is, like, you know, there's just the egos aren't as big as other places that I've been in the world, regardless of what it is that you're doing. I'm not just speaking to the MMA community. I'm saying people are more humble. And they're grateful to be a part of what's going on. And Eden and Will and Eric were just great at Jack in the Box when we did these interviews. So I couldn't be more stoked to see Eric jump on the card as well.
All three of those fighters coached by LFA veteran Ben Fowler. So shout out to Ben Fowler. Also to Nicholas Albin Chewy at Derby City MMA.
Right on.
So we're really looking forward to this card. Friday, June 19th, 2026. Eddie Donaldson, what can you tell us about the sponsors who've made this happen? What goes into making an event like this happen? Who deserves the big, nice, friendly shout-outs on the Kelly Patrick Show?
Well, here's the thing. You know, obviously, LFA has their national sponsors and their, you know, international sponsors. But I think Ed will agree with me. It's important that we get the local community involved, you know. So a lot of sponsors we've done different deals with, just trying to earn money because we want to support this community. We've got a couple nonprofits signed on from here. We got Blueprint 502, which is a nonprofit in downtown that gives GED job training and job sourcing to people from the West End and all of Louisville, but mostly the West End. They're signed on board. And Carlo from Boxing Commission works there, so he's the one that set it up.
Shout out to Carlo Kellum.
That's right. We have Scrubsters, which is Zach Higdon, who you may or may not know. He trains at Triumph, and he's great. He's a window cleaning company. He was here today. He's fucking the best guy. And the only reason we talked that is he walked up to me at Future of Fighting. He goes, "You remember who I am?" And I was like, "Whoa!" You know, most people aren't coming at me that way. And I was just genuinely, you know, excited to have someone kind of put the I'm not on a pedestal. I'm just a normal dude. And he treated me like a normal dude. And I really appreciated that. We got Tap Automotive, which is out of Clarksville. And I think they won Jeffersonville. You know, I came up with a tagline for them: tap in before your vehicle taps out. They sponsored Hard Rock MMA, and they did 10x the business that worth what their sponsorship was. So this thing actually works, and I'm excited to see what happens from this fight. We got Spinelli's Pizzas as a partner. We got Fonte's Coffee, and we have Artists for Trauma as well. And then there's more coming, which Ed doesn't know, but I have two other people that have stepped up and said they want to support this. So I think it's great. And we have Identity Customs, which is Mr. Mines, a graffiti artist here from Louisville. And he's good friends with Brian from Spinelli's, and he's done a trade deal with us on some t-shirts that we're doing. And he's going to help and support what we're going through. So I'm excited. You know, I think it's a paramount for us to have the local community involved in this. And I can't forget Louisville Sports Commission either. You know, Greg Fonte and his team have been very supportive of us and very helpful when it comes to some of the higher level connections and relationships, when it comes to tourism and that stuff, because, you know, we don't sit in those rooms, and it's nice to have someone representing us that sits in that room, you know. And then lastly, we got to give a big shout out to David Beck over at Kentucky Exposition Center, because without him, we would not be doing this, and they've been really good to us. And I think Ed would agree with me. They're great partners to have.
Yeah. And they're excellent partners to have. You're exactly right. Without them, you know, and like what Eddie was saying with the local sponsors, I mean, their local sponsors are extremely important to us, because the involvement of the local community and the support, we need the local support to come out and be a part of the event, support, come out and be there. That's a big part of us wanting to keep coming back. And you know, we feel that Louisville is a market that, you know, we'd love to build it up one day to be coming there twice a year. And it could be done, but, you know, we need to have the local support keep coming out and hopefully enjoying themselves. And I feel that all of our cards that we've had here have been incredible events. We've always had great fights. We've always had a great turnout. We'll continue to do our best to keep continuing to deliver that.
So on that note, can't forget about Jack in the Box. Okay. Jack in the Box is new to Louisville. Mm-hmm. Me and Ed know Jack in the Box because there's a ton of them in our area. Yeah. And have eaten there more than we probably should have. No offense, Jack in the Box. But, you know, Jack in the Box stepped up and really helped us, and we're grateful for that as well. But, Ed, I will say something, Kelly, and I'm the bad host because I'm going to ask the questions.
That's okay. Please do.
Pressure, and I can only do that because of me and Ed's relationship. But one thing I think would be really good for Louisville is a title fight.
Yeah, it would.
So that it's not, you can't plan it. It just happens. You know, yeah. With all the local support we have here, I think it would be really powerful for the city to see someone get that belt put on them. I don't know if we can get Struggle Jennings to come, but we'll get some. I don't know if Jack Harlow will put the belt on the winner.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And at some point, I'm hoping we can get a title fight here in Louisville. What do you think, Kelly? Yeah?
I'm open to that. I'm all right with that. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think it's extremely important. We'd love to. It just hasn't seemed to be able to work out from the timing of the year or when we did the shows or when the fights are available. But we're definitely not opposed to that. Definitely not. Definitely.
I get it. And I had to ask the hard question because I already knew the answer. But Kelly, imagine someone, whoever that person is that gets that belt, whether taken away or gifted or earned in Louisville.
Oh, that'd be huge.
City. I won this belt in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. You know, that's to me is the thing. It's, you know, it's less about level of fights because all the fights are great, but having someone be able to hold that belt for a month, 3 months or 3 years, knowing that it was put on him in Louisville, Kentucky, I'd be proud of that.
Making history.
So, yeah.
And you know, I'll tell you, you know, Landry Ward, who has fought, had one of the greatest fights I ever remember seeing, was the main event against with him a few years back. It was absolutely incredible, you know, when Landry Ward, I believe that's when he fought Lawrence.
Yeah,
that was, you know,
that to me is still one of the greatest fights that have been in our octagon. And, you know, I'm really happy to have Landry Ward coming back and fighting here, and he's going to be kind of the hometown guy, you know what I mean? I mean, he's fighting Ilya, and Ilya is an incredible Israeli-Brazilian kid who's just tough. I believe his only loss was in a title fight that could have went either way in the LFA. So his last loss when he fought in the LFA was his only loss, and he lost in a title fight. Then he went out and got some more wins. And this should be a barn burner of a fight for sure. It's going to be great. Action.
Yeah, we definitely had some good things to remember, and then we can go back through that. I'd be curious to see if Kelly thinks of anything. What's a guy that did the Donald Trump impression and now he's fighting in UFC?
Jackson McVeigh.
Fucking amazing. Oh, you know, yeah. We had the after party. We're all hanging out. And I'm like, this kid's kind of goofy. I don't know. And now he's killing it. And then Scuba Steve's body slam on the Louder Than Life logo.
Yeah.
That highlight reel got ran so many times. It's bananas. So we've had some great things happen here, and we will continue to do that.
But and Jackson McVeigh, last time he fought in the UFC, he won the performance of the night. So he got $100,000 bonus last month.
I love it. How do I get that bonus?
Yeah, no, go out there.
Yeah, no, thanks. There's no pin dropping in my future at all.
Ed Suarez, I have a question for you. Every fighter I have interviewed in preparation for this huge card, Friday, June 19th here in Louisville, they've all said the plan is they want to win, and then they want to fight again for LFA, whatever it takes to stay on the roster and continue to fight for LFA, even if it's a card across the country. Once you get to that stage, you want to try to stay on the stage. But the topic of do you want to win with a certain style, or if you kind of you fight maybe an ugly style but you win, or you go for a knockout, what's your advice?
At the end of the day, put yourself as a fan. What kind of fights do you want to see? You want to win. I would rather put it this way. I would rather give a guy who lost an exciting fight another chance than a guy who won a boring decision.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, it's prize fighting. It's entertainment. Yes, you want to win, but you want to please the fans. You want to put on a show. You want people walking out of there going, man, can you believe that guy? Man, how did that guy? At the end of the day, granted, I know people are always so concerned about the record. And I'll tell you right now, unfortunately, here in America, we have a problem with American fighters. American fighters don't have they just don't have what they once had. You know, everybody is so concerned about protecting their record and being undefeated and padding their record. And then what happens is everyone's goal is to get to the UFC. That shouldn't be your goal. Your goal should be what you do when you get to the UFC. So all these guys are, oh, no, I don't want to fight that guy. That's a tough fight. I'd rather fight any. So that what they do is they fight the Uber driver. Then they fight the pizza delivery guy. And then they have a record of 10-0. And then they get called to the UFC because they have a 10-0 record. Then they get their ass kicked for three fights and then they're cut. So what good is that to say I was in the UFC? Maybe. Okay, cool. But, you know, you've got guys from other countries, Brazil, South America, Europe, that are just savages. They'll fight anybody you put in front of them, different weights. They don't care. Because at the end of the day, when you fight in the LFA, I don't think you lose. You either win or you learn. Because you don't lose. Because even if you get a loss in the LFA, you're a much better promoted fighter. You're a much more experienced fighter, and you're going to learn from that. And you fought a tough fight because there is no easy fights. There aren't easy fights in the LFA. That's why all the bigger organizations don't hesitate to sign guys from us because they know that they're battle tested. When you're winning fights in the LFA, you're a battle tested fighter. You're not getting gimme fights. You're not fighting the Uber driver.
Shout out to Mark Berry for being a great matchmaker.
Mark Berry is one of the best in the business, man, because, you know, like other matchmakers, listen, being a matchmaker is difficult in any organization. Even the UFC, it's not easy. But the difference is that the elements and the obstacles that you have when, you know, with UFC doesn't really have a budget. You know what I'm saying? All they say is, hey, put together good fights. You know, it doesn't matter what it costs. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm going to grab this guy from this part of the world and put him against this guy from this part of the world. When you're dealing at the level that we're doing, where we're not really a regional promotion, but there's parts of our card that are formed like a regional, and then we're a national and an international event. So what's happening is we have to really combine. It's not like we're the UFC. It's not like all of a sudden we say, hey, the LFA's coming to town and we just sell out tickets. No, I wish. Hopefully one day we'll get that way. But we really have to put together a combination of involving the local community, involving local fighters, putting on good fights, and really putting on good fights and including the local community. So we have a lot more, and we have a budget. You know what I'm saying? So we have a lot more adversity put on Mark's plate for him to be able to put on the types of cards that he puts on. And he even though with all these different adversities he has on his plate, he still puts on some of the best cards all the time.
Yeah.
So he's very good at what he does, and he studies. And you know what, more than anything, he cares. He really cares. He really goes into these fights looking at these matches and says, you know what? What we always look at every fight, it's how is this fight going to affect these fighters? Like we want a loss to be least damaging to either fighter. So for instance, guys will say, oh, I'm 8-0, I'm 9-0, and they want to fight an easy guy. And they'll say, oh, well, how about this guy that's 4-3? Me as a manager, me as a promoter, why would you want to fight the 4-3 guy? What happens if the 4-3 guy closes his eyes, bites down on his mouthpiece, and throws an overhand right and knocks you out? Now you just got knocked out by a 4-3 guy. I'd rather you fight an 8-0 guy, and you're 8-0. At least the guy who won is 8-0. You know, 9-0 now. It's like it, and that's the kind of fights that is not going to hurt your record. Those are the types of fights that you're not really losing. You're really learning. You know what I'm saying? You put a fight on a undefeated guy against a guy with a 500 record. Now the undefeated guy, what happens if he goes out there and this experienced guy is a tough fight? So now you're going to look on your record and go, wait a second. He was 8-0. He fought a guy who was 4-3 and he took him to decision. Man, is this guy that good? No. So these are all things that promoters are looking at the higher level. They're not only looking at what your record is, they're looking at who you beat.
Yeah, and how you beat them.
And how you beat them. Yeah, they don't want a bunch of decisions. You know, you got a guy with, you know, he's 9-0 and 9 decisions. Come on, man. That's like watching grass grow.
You want the finish. But hey, Kelly, I will say this too. You know, here goes Eddie with the fucking hard shit. I'm disappointed that Blake Alvey's not showing up for 235. You know,
he fights Blake. That style.
Yeah, he's just such a good guy.
He's got the boxing hands. He's got the grappling, but he goes for the knockout.
He gets in there and does not fuck around.
No.
You know, I'm hoping that next year or at some other point, Mark takes a look at him and really sees, you know, who he is as a fighter and what he puts into what he's doing. It's unfortunate that there's the politics involved here and there's other organizations that have to have fights as well. But I was really hopeful that we'd get to see Blake Alvey and get the W and watch, you know.
Why isn't he fighting?
He's fighting on Future of Fighting 2 weeks before, I believe. And he took that fight early on because Phil is his manager and that's his home court. And, you know, that's his home court, you know. But I'm telling you, Ed, this kid is, you know, he's got something in him. You know, he's got the dog. He's got it all, if you ask me. I mean, I'm not saying he can beat everybody and that he's going to go anywhere, but I'm saying he has everything it takes. It's just a matter of the choices and decisions that they make as a team on how to get him where he needs to go.
I mean, yeah, he was 7-3 as an amateur, and he's 1-0 as a pro.
Yeah. And he's finishing, you know what I mean? And you know, I've been to the fights, and I'm telling you right now, the dudes on the other side of that octagon have a look of concern when he gets in there and starts jumping around. Because he's not playing and he's not holding back, like you said earlier, you know, the safety play. You know, I don't know
he's not
getting stacked against. I can't speak on his opponents, but what I can say is he's going in there and he's not afraid to get hit. He's not afraid to get grabbed and taken down. And he gets in there to show out and he delivers. To see him on our card. We lost Kelly.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Yep, for a moment. Ed, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, Blake Alvey has a great boxing coach in Aaron Shekels, and you can see it when he's in that cage. He throws his hands. He lets his hands go. He's an exciting fighter. I agree with you entirely, Eddie.
See, like I'm actually looking at his record now, and I see here when he was 3-2, okay, he fought a guy that was 4-15.
Mm. let's be careful here.
No, I know, but what I'm saying to you, what I'm saying to you is that to me, that's not nothing to be careful about. I'm going to say
this is your business.
And what I think is that that's a gutsy move to take a fight like that. Because he's fighting a guy that has 19 fights. And to me, that's really scary. The great thing is that as a pro, I would never do that fight. But as an amateur, it's experience.
Yeah, but when you have the flexibility as an amateur.
You have an amateur because when you become pro, you start off, oh, no. And amateur's all about experience. And when you look at a guy that's 3-2 and he's fighting a guy that has, 19 fights, he's basically fighting a guy with 4 times the fights he has. He's got nothing to lose, and he's an amateur. But if that was a pro, for example, I mean, he goes out there and he gives the guy his 16th loss, but he could be giving him his 5th win.
Yeah.
That's where you have to weigh it up. I mean, obviously as an amateur, he's fought different levels, but his last few fights as an amateur, looking here, he fought an undefeated guy. His last amateur fight, he was 6-3, and he fought a guy that was 3-0. And then, of course, in his pro debut, he fought an 0-1 guy, but he's making his pro debut. That's the right kind of fight to take. So that's good. But then it shows here on Tapology that he had a fight on March 14th, but it got canceled.
Yeah, he didn't make weight. He had issues with trying to make weight.
Oh, okay.
He got sick,
And that happens, That happens everywhere.
But what I will say to finish it on Blake is, I don't think he's afraid.
No.
When he gets in there, he's not scared. He doesn't look scared. If he is, he's a great actor and he has a fucking opportunity in Hollywood. And when you meet him, he has that same disposition when he speaks to you. He's matter of fact. He's not, he doesn't say nothing unnecessary. He's a man of few words, says what's necessary, very polite and respectful. And I think there's going to be a bright future for him if they can figure out the roadmap to get there.
Yeah. But I'll tell you this, Eddie, I think everybody's scared. You can't, I don't think there's no person that goes in there. Other people are able to hide it. They know how to control it. But I think if you're not even a little bit scared, you're fucking crazy.
So Kelly, you see, he does what I do to him. Turns the wrench and brings back the hard response. I don't necessarily like it very much, but I love doing it the other
way. Well, that's.
But you're right. He's not. Everybody's got to be scared.
You got to be scared, dude. I'd be scared.
You're in a fist fight.
How about this? I'll change it. I think he's confident.
Yeah.
I think there's always an element of fear there when you're getting into that octagon, and you can, take an L that would suck, or you can get hurt. But I haven't. He's poised. He's very poised.
But I remember when he fought in the LFA, man. He was a talented kid, and when he fought in the LFA, he didn't fight a slouch, man.
Did he win or lose for us?
He won. He fought an undefeated kid. He fought an undefeated kid who was 2-0 at the time, and he was 4-2, and he submitted him in the third round.
Yeah. And Hayden Russell is now 4-1 in his amateur record. Yep.
Yeah, so that just goes to show you, he didn't fight no slouch there.
No.
You know what I mean?
Good.
Good stuff.
Are we doing a ticket giveaway, Kelly?
Thank you for mentioning that. I am giving away 2 tickets, thanks to Eddie Donaldson. I'll promote my health insurance practice. I sell Medicare supplements, Medicare Advantage plans, and health insurance in Kentucky, Ohio, Illinois, Florida. So MedicareStoreUSA.com is the website. Go to the Bittersweet Battles Instagram page. Comment on any of the posts and mention MedicareStoreUSA.com. You'll be entered into a drawing June 5th. I'm going to draw a name out of whoever has commented. You'll get 2 tickets. They're very good tickets, courtesy of my man, Eddie Donaldson. And whoever wins it gets those 2 tickets to the LFA card Friday, June 19th at Freedom Hall in Louisville.
So let me soup that up a little bit. So
please do.
Incentivize people. Not only that, but we'll give you a care package. Can't tell you what's in it because I haven't even talked to Ed about this yet. But you're going to get a care package. You get to go home with some goodies, some LFA-related stuff, and we'll find some other stuff from our other sponsors. So it's not just 2 tickets. You'll get to go home with a keepsake that you can keep in a bag forever, or you can wear it until it's no longer wearable. But we're going to throw in some extra stuff because, Kelly, we really appreciate you and we want to support you and your listeners, viewers, or whatever they call them nowadays in this new high-tech world.
And I do appreciate Eddie is constantly trying to, you say a rising tide lifts all ships. You're constantly trying to make sure that you are convincing me to promote my health insurance practice through this and stuff like that. So I do appreciate you being that way.
It honestly sounds corny to me sometimes when I say it, but you know, this is about us. It's not about me. You know, Ed's the guy. I'm the guy next to the guy. You're the guy. We're all the guy, and we're all here to help each other. The better you do, the better we do, the more time you have to do your podcast. So, you know, whatever we can do to reciprocate and make sure that we're all supporting each other, no matter what level you're at it, whatever you're doing, it's important to make sure that that support runs both ways.
And if someone in Kentucky has a group health insurance need, the bigger the group, the better. I'd love to make quotes. Interest rates are rising rapidly, as much as 55% for some groups recently. I'd love the chance to get my foot in the door and make some quotes for you and to possibly help with some group health insurance. Up to 100 employees is my sweet spot.
I think LFA needs a quote.
Oh, yeah?
I wish.
Yeah, no doubt.
Health insurance is a fun topic.
All right, guys, are we done?
We're done, yeah. Ed Suarez, thank you very much for coming on. Eddie Donaldson, I appreciate both you guys. Thank you very much.
Hey, before we go, look at this beautiful poster we made.
Oh, shit, okay.
Man. That's great.
Look at that. And the best part about it, which it's backwards, but Louisville.
Yep. There's
the biggest piece on there. You know, Louisville loves LFA and LFA loves Louisville, and I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for tonight.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Take care.
Are we done?